Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
How do you know that you're not just sharing stuff with a friend? There's a drink called trauma dumping. What the heck is trauma dumping? New term on me. Sarah Cooney from the Merry Me Centre is an adult life coach and also life coaches with kids and teenagers. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. We all have those friends. I've got two or three that I could think of, and they're the most valuable friends in our world. But what's trauma dumping when it's at home?
So trauma dumping is like, basically, it's a prolonged discussion with a friend or loved one about whatever trauma is going on for them. And it can be a very repetitive discussion that isn't really going anywhere and that solutions aren't actively being sought. And it's been happening for years because obviously there's a lot of stigma still around mental health and seeking professional help. So we turn to our friends then for support and for whatever help they can offer us.
Sometimes we just want to vent, and there is that person to whom we can vent.
There is, definitely. And it's good to vent, and it's good to lay it all out there. Trauma dumping is more a continuous process. So it's the person that is obviously going through a lot of difficulties and challenges in their life. They might be nervous to go to seek counselling or therapy in any shape or form, and their boundaries wouldn't be as strong, and they're kind of, I suppose, over relying on their friendships for that support. Now, there's two sides to trauma dumping as well. There's the other person then who is on the receiving end of their friend's trauma, basically, that they're listening to this all the time. And look, we all have a certain amount of personal responsibility to look after our own well-being and our own boundaries. And it's about knowing, okay, this person is going through a difficult time. I will support them as much as I possibly can, but I need to look after myself as well. And it's about really observing, okay, when is this getting upsetting for me? When is this impacting on my emotional well-being? And then it's about, you know, consciously and compassionately communicating with your friend or loved one that, look, would you think about maybe seeking professional support in the form of a therapist or counsellor or coach or someone along those lines?
Can a person need you too much and not be conscious of that?
Definitely, yeah. And especially like at the moment, you know, there's still so much fear. And there's still so much, like, COVID has been very traumatizing for everybody, for the whole world. And it's about really knowing what your boundaries are and what your limits are. To set healthy boundaries, you need to know what your limit is. When are you feeling overwhelmed? And then when you're realizing that, okay, this is too much for me, I can't cope with this, it's then turning to professional help is your best option. But of course, please don't think I'm reducing the friendships and family support. Yeah. That's not at all the case. No. You see, every case is individual.
Let me tell you a personal story, Sarah, that might be illustrative. I won't name the individual, but I have a close friend of many years standing who went through a personal trauma in the last 4 to 5 years. And that personal trauma led to me and this friend sitting up many a night, late into the night, turning the story over and over. And I said one night, I said, do you think you should maybe talk to someone who's a bit more qualified than me?
Yeah.
And I let it sit there. And what came back to me was, well, where? How would I go about that? So immediately I was able to offer a phone number and offer a bit of, you know, guidance. And about a year later, that person said to me, I cannot thank you enough for that suggestion.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to recognize that point.
That was the perfect
approach. You have to be able to recognize that point, don't you?
You do. Yeah, and that's about self-awareness as well. It's about building your own self-awareness around, okay, knowing, look, I'm doing the best I can to support the person, but there's only so much a person can do when they're not professionally trained to listen or regulate emotions or to basically counsel people, you know.
It doesn't mean we can't talk about this again. It just means that there are certain things you need to put into the hands of a professional.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It doesn't mean that you can't turn to your friends or family for support. It just means it's just about being self-aware and being, you know, observing how much vulnerability. You see, it's important to know who you can be vulnerable with as well, and what kind of support you're going to get from them. You know, and I suppose, look, a lot of people in that situation as well, they rely on their friends, which is great that they can rely on their friends, but they obviously don't know themselves that, okay, this is the point that I've reached now. I'm in a crisis point. I need to turn to someone professional who is trained to listen, trained to critically think, trained to, you know, help you regulate your emotions, reduce your stress, and cater for your well-being.
Yeah. I just seeing a comment there on our Twitter in relation to the pandemic, when life got tough, as it did for all of us in some level or another during the last 18 or 20 months, you can go down a rabbit hole very quickly, can't you?
Yeah.
When venting becomes more than just venting.
Yeah, like, as I said, there's just so much fear, and fear creates panic and stress, and it creates reactions to things that when you wouldn't normally react, you know, it creates reactions that are a bit irrational at times as well. And like, all self-awareness goes out the window when you're in a fear response as well. And prolonged fear then creates trauma. And trauma is a cumulative thing. It is stored in your body, unfortunately, unless you know how to effectively manage and regulate your emotions and express them and release them. Otherwise, they are suppressed as trauma within the body. And we are now seeing the massively cumulative effects of trauma.
Yeah. Can you end up, I suppose this may be a slightly tricky question, but forgive me if it is, can you end up actually becoming a bit traumatized yourself if you take on too much of another person's trauma?
Most definitely you can. Yeah. And again, that's about self-awareness and kind of filtering, I suppose, and knowing that, okay, you see, people don't realize how, like, trauma is a spectrum. People think that when you hear trauma, it's like something horrific that happened. That's not necessarily it at all. A trauma can be something that creates a stress response within you, something you're afraid of. And then it can get out of control, you know, when that fear is constantly being spiked. You know, it creates a kind of a filter in your brain that, okay, I went through this before and something similar is coming up. And the body is so intelligent as well that the body reacts to that threat as well. So, like, it's very fascinating, but it's very good to know this as well. And it's very good to be aware that this is what's going on in my body and my brain when I'm under constant threat and fear, and which we are at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are, no matter how much we try to deflect from it with nice things.
It's been constant for the last 2 years.
Well, if you just take the last few days, the last few weeks, Sarah, where we thought in October that we could breathe, look forward to Christmas, look forward to spring, and look forward to putting this damn thing behind us. And in the last week, 10 days, 2 weeks, this blasted virus has said, not yet, lads. And I think a lot of people are feeling that deep down.
Yeah, they really are. And look, I always try to look on the bright side, and I always try to say to myself, this isn't going to last forever. There has to be there's a solution to every problem. That's the way I look at things. Mm. I'm a critical thinker. I make informed decisions, and I try to have hope in there's always some small little bit of hope can be found in every situation. Yeah. Cling on to that. That's my advice.
But it is okay to be saying to each other now, Sarah, isn't it? You know what? This blasted COVID has really outstayed its welcome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And look, I think I've found myself in my own personal relationships that, you know, people are weary from discussing COVID as well. So you really have to read the room. And, you know, to be honest, I've kind of stopped bringing it up as much as possible unless I'm really frustrated. Mm. But if somebody else does bring it up and you're in the mood to talk about it, then go ahead. But again, boundaries. Yeah. Know what you're able for. Yeah. And what they're able for as well. Try to read that too, if you can.
Coming back, lastly, to that question, do you know the way you get to the point where you realise, I love you as a friend, you're a wonderful person, I'll take as much of your trouble from you as I can, but when that time when the question was forming in my mind, do you think you should get help with this? Now, sometimes it's not, that's a person to whom I'm particularly close, so I was able to ask that question without any fear of reprisal. But it's a hard question to ask because you don't know the reaction you're going to get.
It is, but it's a necessary question, and it takes a lot of bravery to bring it up with a person that you're not sure of what the reaction is going to be, because you would be, I suppose you run the risk of them kind of turning away in fear and saying, oh, you don't understand, or, you know. So it's about trying to put it in the most accessible and understandable way that you can, you know, or even to just give a scenario like, oh, I have another friend who went through something, you know, quite difficult as well, and they went to counselling or they sought help professionally and it worked really well for them. Yeah. Did you ever think of this?
Put it on the table and let them deal with it. Sarah, thank you very much. That's Sarah Cooney from the Merry Me Centre on the subject of trauma dumping. Be careful you're not doing it. And if someone's trauma dumping on you, you may have to reel them in a little bit.
Cork's 96 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.